You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Mr. David B. Lockton, founder and CEO of Winview Incorporated, a Silicon Valley-based company that has invented and pioneered free mobile second-screen synchronized televised sports games for prizes within the United States. Previous to forming Winview, Mr. Lockton founded over seven pioneering consumer companies, three of which launched new billion-dollar market segments. Mr. Lockton, certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure, Eric. Looking forward to talking to you.
Excellent. So, for starters, Mr. Lockton, what is Winview and how does it work?
Well, Winview is an app, a free app that you download off of the App Store or Google Games, and it is utilized while you're watching Thursday Night Football, for example, tonight. Are presented a series of propositions before the game with odds by live producers that are watching the game along with you, and then you play against the people joining you in rooms of 20. It's a game of skill, so your knowledge of the situation, the teams, and the odds are tested, and at the end of the quarter, the person that has taken the most points, we give you 5,000 points to start with, and wagered them in a completely legal and free way to generate the most points are announced the winners, and they win coins, which are converted into cash down the line.
And who doesn't love fun and games and cash? I'm all in. Now, how did you secure the patents for WinView's technology software, and what was the process like?
Well, everybody, we have 28 issued and about 20 pending patents. And they come in a natural way. We started this way back in the 90s with a company called Interactive Network, financed by 9 or 10 of the large media companies. And it occurred to us that we were inventing a lot of different things there to make the technology enable people to interact with television before the cell phone and the internet. And so we just started filing patents on the problems that we faced and the solutions they came up with, and that kind of became habitual as I've gone through other companies. And now WinView is the third iteration of this concept that we've been working on a long time, and when we encountered the cellular network, many new challenges arose, games of skill laws and things like that. So when we came up with solutions to these issues that nobody else had faced, we filed for patents, and that's the way you get them. That's the benefit to being the first in the market and pioneering. The detriment is you get a lot of arrows in your back.
I bet. Now, what differentiates WinView Games from existing platforms such as FanDuel and DraftKings?
That's a really good question. They clearly have created a lot of knowledge and understanding about the skill game laws that exist in the United States, where people can play a Tetris game, for example, for cash against one another. But we are leading with a completely free game so that we don't run into those laws. But the differences are fundamental. Our games start when the football games start. Daily fantasy and seasonal fantasy are locked out with tonight's kickoff on a Thursday night football game, for example. So our games are designed to leverage those people, the 230 million football fans that are already watching football, 57 million of them already in a fantasy league of some kind, that have nothing to do once the game starts. And they're actually using their cell phone, 89% of them now, to look up statistics, look up things that are going on with their fantasy leagues, trash talk their friends, call them up, et cetera. So what we do is to enable them to enjoy a competition among friends and others while they're doing what they're already doing, which is watching that football game.
And you got to love it. Today we're joined by David B. Lochtin, founder and CEO of WinView Incorporated, a Silicon Valley-based company that has invented and pioneered free mobile second-screen synchronized televised sports games for prizes in the U.S. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Lochtin, how is the concept behind WinView Games free and legal?
Well, it's a good question. There are the sweepstakes laws, the laws in general in the United States say that if three things exist at the same time, that's the illegal gambling. One is a consideration, and one is a prize that's paid, and the other element is the element of chance. So if you eliminate one of those three, then you are qualified as legal in most of the states in the United States. So this first offering that we're bringing out is free. So it qualifies as a legal sweepstakes, and it's obvious, and you've probably participated in many where you get something of value, and you have not been required to pay anything. So this is quite simple for this game. We intend down the road to offer cash games under the skill game laws, which are the same laws that that the daily fantasy leagues have been utilizing to grow so rapidly over the last 4 or 5 years. And if you play our game tonight, and it's a lot of fun and quite simple to get involved, you will quickly learn that you're competing against guys who also understand a lot about football and these teams, and the skill sets will reveal themselves very quickly. So we also qualify by later on charging cash to play along with the games and paying cash, but making the determination of the winners based upon their skill.
Tell us, Mr. Lochtin, what can players expect from WinView Games in 2017?
Well, we're going to clearly do what we have done before and roll on from football to basketball and then baseball, golf, NASCAR, mixed martial arts. But I think the most exciting thing that we're looking at, and which is really quite hot around the world, are esports. And we will use the same kind of predictive engine and game to allow people that are watching live on Turner Network or on Twitch a telecast of a esports tournament of some kind and play against one another, pitting their knowledge of the teams and the players and the game situation, because esports are games of skill as well. So any game of skill that is televised is subject to our making them interactive and creating contests, fun contests around them for the participants that are viewing.
I'm a big sports fan, so I'm definitely going to be checking this out, and awesome stuff here. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about WinView and how they can jump in.
Well, to get more information, you can go to the website, which is www.winviewgames.com. But the simplest thing to do is to go right to the App Store, enter in WinView Games, or go to the Google Play and do the same. It works on tablets and Android and iOS. Download the game, and it'll give you a schedule right there, and you will be able to see the upcoming games. And then when the game comes up, it will send you a notice, and you can try it out yourself. We just launched 2 weeks ago, and we're having a tremendous reaction in the market so far.
Yeah, I bet you had some great positive feedback. I'll certainly be downloading this app as soon as we disconnect. Mr. Lochtin, thanks so much for your time, continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure, Eric.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. David B. Lochtin, founder and CEO of WinView Incorporated, a Silicon Valley-based company that has invented and pioneered free mobile second screen synchronized televised sports games for prizes in the U.S. And for more information, simply visit WinViewGames.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.